This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here to the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And once again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up here tonight, we can talk about the EU. Certain nations have decided they're not going to be throwing into their defense force. Vincent has that story. Plus, Mark, you've got a story about a conflict in a college over Islam.
That's right.
So we'll get into that coming up here. But unfortunate news out of the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. That's the one that, I guess, has Chicago within its circuit. The story's coming from the Chicago Tribune. An activist who walked along the lakefront with her breasts exposed to protest Chicago's public indecency ordinance could very well have made her point with her clothes on. A prim and proper federal appeals court has ruled. But the decision to uphold a law that discriminates between male and female breasts prompted a split on the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, and schoolboy snickering aside, an interesting debate between judges Frank Easterbrook, Diane Sykes, and Ilyana Rovner in the 2-1 ruling. Sykes, who has been praised by President Donald Trump and is tipped as a potential future U.S. Supreme Court justice, wrote in the majority opinion that protester Sonoku Tagami was not exercising her First Amendment rights when she stripped off on Go Topless Day in August of 2014.
At least they picked a warm month.
Citing a prior case in which a court found that, quote, being in a state of nudity is not an inherently expressive condition, Sykes wrote that it was self-evident that the ordinance upheld, quote, traditional moral norms and public order, unquote. According to the ordinance, male breasts are free to be bared in public parks, playgrounds, on beaches, or in the waters adjacent thereto, in school facilities, or any municipal building. So apparently, a guy can just walk around school campus with his shirt off. No problem.
It's according in municipal buildings?
Yep. According to the Chicago ordinance, female breasts, on the other hand, or at least the portion at or below the upper edge of the areola, are not, with offenders facing a fine of $100 to $500. The judge wrote the discrimination against women is constitutional in this case because it appropriately, quote, serves important governmental objectives. Now, what would the governmental objectives be exactly that are being served by this prohibition?
I cannot fathom it, Ian. I'm really sorry, but the notion that, first off, I'm surprised that I'm surprised that very many women would be very interested in bringing this case to court. But once they do, I am flummoxed as to how they could possibly lose. What judge in their right mind, let alone a female judge, two of them here on this panel, could possibly say that that it's constitutional for a man to walk around without a shirt, but not for a woman? That does not make any sense at all to me.
Well, she's arguing that the governmental objectives are higher and more important.
I guess the governmental objection is social order, as she stated earlier, and the idea is that men simply cannot be trusted to not reach out and grab themselves some.
If they see a topless woman, they're just going to go crazy and start raping, apparently.
I think that that's what the claim is here.
So, Rovner disagreed, arguing that upholding laws simply because they have been, quote, part of our culture, unquote, would have denied society women lawyers, women jurors, women estate administrators.
Hold on. The male The two females ruled against
Rovner was a female.
Okay, thank God.
Ilyana Rovner. She said this would have denied society women lawyers, women jurors, women estate administrators, or women military cadets. Tagami was not sunbathing topless to even her tan line, swinging topless on a light post to earn money, streaking across a football field to appear on television, or even nursing a baby. Her conduct had but one purpose, to engage in a political protest. It is difficult to imagine conduct more directly linked to the message than that in which Tagami engaged. She continued saying that any invocation of tradition and moral values in support of a law that facially discriminates among classes of people calls for a healthy dose of skepticism on our part, as historical norms are as likely to reflect longstanding biases as they are reasonable distinctions.
What is interesting about this is these are two federal judges, is that right?
These are appeals court. Yeah, federal appeals.
Two federal appeals court judges agree, maybe not for the same reason, but at least they agree, and one disagrees. And so you have a ruling. It's really interesting, right? Like, the law is supposed to be, we're a nation of laws, mm-hmm. so it should be clear.
But no, a law is just an opinion backed by a gun.
That's what it is.
And in this case, you have three distinct opinions, two of which agree with one another, and another one disagrees. Obviously, this is a panel of the appeals court. It's not the full court, so not sure where this case is going to go from here.
I can't imagine this case isn't going to see some kind of appeal.
I hope
and,
it does.
I mean, I'm flabbergasted at the result.
Well, I don't. I mean, I get you. I understand why you're frustrated with it. I am as well, but I can't say I'm shocked by it. I mean, we're still in this very puritanical place in this country, and that's ultimately what this is based on. This idea that women should be prohibited from doing the very same thing that men are legally able to do because the only reason is because, well, that's the way it's always been, and the reason why it was always that way is because of Puritanism, right? Because women are supposed to keep all covered up, or else men will start getting thoughts. But wait a minute, what about gay men? Aren't gay men turned on by a nice six-pack of abs, you know, a nice attractive man walking down the street? If the idea is that women are going, you know, being topless around and about in society would cause all manner of anarchy in the streets as men just can't, you know, keep themselves together and just have to go off and commit crimes as a result, you know, commit sexual assault or whatever as a result of this happening, well, then wouldn't gay men be doing the same thing? Shouldn't there already be a rash of, you know, gay men grabbing at men's chests, grabbing at men's junk on the streets as they are parading about?
I suppose I can defend against that if you'd like. The men would be grabbing women. The gay men would be grabbing men. Men are more able to defend themselves than gay men. You might say that you know, that there's a certain classification of gay men, you know, big, muscle-bound gay men that might mm-hmm. be grabbing small, meek, little guys, and, you know, that might be the argument. But yeah, I think that the argument is, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's sexist against men. It's sexist against women. It is, on its face, unfair, which is what the judicial system's supposed to address. It doesn't make any sense to me.
The city's claim boils down to a desire to perpetuate a stereotype that female breasts are primarily the objects of desire and male breasts are not, unquote. Lest she be misunderstood, Rovner added, quote, "Do I relish the prospect of seeing bare-chested women in public? As a private citizen, I surely do not." She says, "I would give the same answer with respect to bare-chested men, but I speak here strictly as a judge with the responsibility to accord Tagami her constitutional rights." Now, unfortunately, there's nothing more in the story besides the opinions of the judges, because I do want to know, you know, is this going to be seen by the full appeals court? Because, again, it was only a 2-1 decision, so it's just a panel of judges, not the full appeals court. Or do you get to just jump right up? I don't know enough about the federal court system. Do you get to jump straight from the panel to the Supreme Court, or do you have to then go to the full Seventh Circuit appeals for a full hearing?
I would think you would have to.
Yeah, so if we hear more about this case, we're definitely going to let you know about it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And this is a case that we've had there are related cases like this here in our very own New Hampshire over the last few years. There have been also in August. Over the last few years, there have been these Go Topless Days. This is kind of an international thing that happens. And some of the ladies here in New Hampshire went out, they protested this, they got arrested, and then ultimately they won their first case. But then later, in front of the same exact judge, they lost on a different case when they got arrested a second time. We can talk more about that. You can share your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and to make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. 3733, and you can Skype in here. Skype username lrn.fm with you here tonight. You've got Ian.
Vincent.
And Mark.
We've got a lot to talk about here. Cryptocurrency, of course, always something that we love to discuss. If you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, it's back up. About a week ago, it kind of went down for a little while. It is now over $7,000 per Bitcoin once again. Comeback kid. And Bitcoin is actually, I think it was, what, 7,300 today?
I don't know if it was that high, but okay.
I feel like it did. Actually, I think it might have peaked up at like 7,500 today. So if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, there's no better time to get started than now. Go to Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. They've got not only information about Bitcoin, but news about it as well. So you can go to the news site at news.bitcoin.com. They'll keep you in the loop. As we continue here, we're talking about a disturbing story out of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, where a panel of judges ruled 2-1 to sadly uphold the Chicago ordinance prohibiting women from being topless. Totally fine if you're a guy, no problem. In fact, the ordinance even allows you to be topless as a man.
In a municipal building.
In a municipal building and on school properties. So apparently that's not a problem.
Well, if you're playing shirts and skins, you need to be able to do that.
I don't know what that is.
What?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what shirts and skins means?
No, what is it? Is it a game or something?
It's a way to distinguish different teams on particular sides. So if you were playing soccer,
okay,
the shirts would be on one side, the skins would be on the other.
Oh, so somebody would be topless on the other side is what you're saying?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that
before. But you could do it with basketball or you could do it with any sport.
Normally in sports, it seems like they have different team jerseys or whatever.
It's for schools too poor to afford those.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. See, I never went to a school that even had team sports until like the very end of my high school career. So don't know anything about it. Anyway, sad to hear, unfortunately, that they have ruled against this particular thing. Hopefully we're going to see an appeal and maybe it will be successful at the higher level, because this is tragic. The judges in this case, the 2-1 ruling, one of the judges writing for the majority basically claiming that, well, you know, this serves important governmental objectives, she says, suggesting that the objectives in this case would be to, you know, I guess stop all-out anarchy from happening by a woman walking topless down the street or being topless at the beach. I just don't understand it. Vince,
I don't understand how a female judge could come to the conclusion either.
Well, I mean, certainly she could be jealous. The woman in this case, Sonoku Tagami, is not an unattractive female.
I
mean,
no, I looked at pictures. I didn't see a very clear picture of her. Where are you getting that from?
I mean, I looked at a few pictures, some of the video footage. She's a young, attractive Asian woman. And certainly old, haggard judges probably, you know, maybe they feel a little jealous. I don't know. Vincent, did you want to weigh in on this before we go to your calls?
Oh, yes, I absolutely agree, Ian. In a city where people aren't allowed to own firearms to defend themselves, the number one tragedy is a bunch of skanks aren't allowed to walk around topless. I absolutely agree. My heart bleeds for these people.
In this case, I would not call this woman a skank.
I'm just saying in general.
Well, regardless, people...
It's a term my father coined after the Keen beer pong protest. It's called the pimple on the ass of tyranny.
So you're saying
it's such
what?
A minor. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't agree with it, but it's such a minor issue to call it tragic in Chicago, right? You know, one of the murder capitals of the country, because you know the government's getting in the way of self defense. I just think that's pretty that's hard to take seriously.
Well, I agree.
So you're saying it's not important to you, is what you're saying?
No, it's not important to you, and it's probably not important to the vast majority of women around.
And in the big picture, I don't think it's
either.
Important.
But it is. Blatantly unfair, right?
To me, it's important because people should not be treated differently by the system in this way. I mean, look, if indeed people are supposed to be created equal, then the government ought to act like it. And this is an old vestige of, you know, the Puritanism in this country, and I think it's despicable what they've done to these women, regardless of what your opinion is of how attractive they are.
Well, that's not a... Do you know how to triage, Ian? Do you know what triaging is?
Yeah, that's where, like, doctors pick who lives and who dies.
Well, it's... If there's, like, a disaster on a ski slope, they have, you know, like, green, like, okay, you know, you're good, we'll get you medical treatment after all the others. Yellow, red, and then black, where you just have to, you know, leave it alone, and if you have time to get back to it, you get back to it. So I'm just saying, in terms of triaging what issues to get all up in arms about, this is, like, this is a green, or this is...
Well, everybody...
I concur completely with you. However, that this case made it to an appeals, a federal appeals court, because this woman took the time and energy to take it there. So should that group of judges have chosen to rule against her because there are more important areas of freedom when they had that moment to make a decision right then? That doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, I'm with you. This is not an important issue.
Not to you.
I mean,
it's objectively not important in the grand scheme of things.
No, it's all
in
subjective.
Terms of Chicago is
it's
concerned.
All subjective. If somebody can be taken off of the streets and put in a jail cell because they wanted to walk around topless, that's an outrage to me. Now,
okay, so what do you call someone who defends their house with an illegal, you know, an illegal gun there? What do you call that?
I think they should be able to do that too. I think that people should be left alone if they're doing things
but
that
there's
are their right. We're talking about rights. We're talking about human rights.
And I'm not saying they
you should have a right to bear arms, and you should have a right to bear your breasts as well.
I'm just saying, with the right to bear arms, at least in terms of Chicago, the person is subjected to something, right? Subjected to a robbery, and you know they defend themselves, compared to someone who actively decides to go out and break the law.
If you walk around with an open carry gun in Chicago, you're going to get arrested there.
Absolutely, and I'd say, you know, in terms of triaging, I'd say it's more important to...
That's fine. You can have your level of importance. Obviously, you know, everybody has their own rankings as far as the issues that they consider to be important. There's some things that, you know, Mark is not willing to come out to the state house and testify on. That's fine, but there may be certain issues where he is, like you came out on one of the cryptocurrency bills last year, Mark.
I'll always go for a homeschool one.
Homeschool. I've heard there's some sort of homeschool proposed regulations that are coming up this year. So
yeah, they're ugly.
You're probably going to come out for that. So everybody has their priorities. I am in no way saying that I think this should be everyone's priority, but it's her priority. And it's worth talking about.
All right, good for her. I just don't think it deserves, you know, deserves the level of importance you're saying, that it's a tragedy.
It is. If somebody's taken off the street, anytime somebody is taken off the streets, taken away from their freedom because of some Puritan, because of some old, decrepit judge or this ridiculous system run by a bunch of politicians enforcing their moral viewpoint down people's throats, I think that's sad. And I think
right,
that
she knew what she was going
to
do. So I'm not saying it's a trash. She knew what she was going to do, and she took responsibility for it. Good for her for going to court. I'm just saying, compared to someone who doesn't want to be involved in anything and they're forced to defend themselves, I'm saying that's a tragedy. This isn't. Sorry,
let me ask you this, Vincent. Do you think you will get this hard-headed a-hole to change his one word? We're talking about the word tragic at this point. Do you think that you will get... You won't get him to drop a letter. The only thing he will do is add an exclamation point to this. if you want to talk about what makes sense, spending nationally syndicated radio talk show time on whether or not Ian uses the word tragic, he's made a career out of blowing up bullcrap into...
You think it's bullcrap? You think it's bullcrap? People have their freedom taken from them simply because they wanted to walk down the street or enjoy a day at the beach. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Freedom matters to me. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
Whole Food Multicomplete is much more than a multivitamin. Please go to simplifymysupplements.com and check out the list of ingredients they've got there. It is just amazing what goes into Whole Food Multicomplete. It's got a vitamin and mineral formula, an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, and energy support, all in one supplement. They make it easy to use and inexpensive. SimplifyMySupplements.com. I love this product. I'm going to take it for the time being, for the time into the future. I really like it. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Enter coupon code FTL. Receive 10% off on your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Yes, they take Bitcoin. Coupon code FTL.
Don't you get a discount if you pay with Bitcoin there?
I'm not sure what the specifics are.
I thought it was 10% off.
Okay. Well, you're getting 10% off with the coupon code FTL. I don't know if it stacks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. So you get the discount in Bitcoin if you pay with Bitcoin. So you can get 10% off either way.
Okay.
It's 10% off normal, 10% off Bitcoin, but you got to let them know in email.
Yeah, you got to email them for the
Bitcoin thing.
Yep.
And then you have to tell them FTL in the email.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Stefan is on the line in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I'm going to address what Mark said a minute ago about you being a little hard-headed. I think Ian is just being firm with his beliefs.
Yeah, how dare I be hard-headed when it comes to freedom? Huh. Outrageous.
I, I, I agree with that. I don't care. I mean, Vincent had brought up the fact of, well, people's right to bear arms is being infringed in Chicago. What does that have to do with the case at hand? This woman was taking off the street simply because she had her baby feeders out. Boobs weren't made to look at. So why are people flipping out over something like this?
Yeah, they're definitely made to look at. I mean, there's something to be said for the attraction that men and women have to the same or opposite sex, depending on whatever attraction they have. And most people can appreciate somebody who's got an attractive body. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But people are going to look at them whether they are clothed or not, right? Like, if she's walking down the street in a string bikini, people are going to look at that. But that's completely legal. But all of a sudden, if the areola is showing, society is at risk.
Right.
Society is at risk. Your children might see some boobs.
They might, you know, they'll complain about things like areolas exposed while they're serving food or something like that because, I don't know, lactation? I'm not entirely sure what the reason is. That's my guess. But there's none of that going on. They had to simply retreat to the point that they said, social order, which to me suggests that they believe that men are going to run around, are going to be immediately pack up and take down women with shirts off. And it just sounds ridiculous to me. So well, I agree.
There are nudist beaches out there which do not have problems like this.
However, what I was trying to impart to Ian in the last segment when I was coaching young Master Vincent here is that getting upset and trying to convince Ian of anything is a waste of your precious time on planet Earth.
No, I wasn't upset. I was just flabbergasted
at
some of Ian's reasoning. But, you know, I think Ian's a reasonable man, and he'll come around
eventually. No. Everything when it comes to freedom is a 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, everything's a 10.
If somebody's getting their freedom taken from them, it's a 10 for that person.
I would agree to with you.
And if you can't empathize with that person, then that's your problem.
I didn't claim I couldn't empathize.
I know. I'm making a statement. Maybe Vincent can't empathize. Okay.
You were basically insinuating that this wasn't this big of a deal, Mark. Yeah. You were kind of downplaying it.
It's not that big
issues.
Of a deal. I think that
you agree with Vincent.
Bigger issues that could be addressed. However, the fact that this came before an appellate court means that now's the time to work on it, and that appellate court should have come to the decision that they should have come to. Am I going to get bent out of shape on it? Well, you know, I'm going to take the time that it takes to explain it, but I'm not going to go losing any sleep tonight over it.
There's no reason to lose sleep over it. I'm not suggesting that.
He's just trying to create a more free society, and you seem very dismissive of the idea that he holds this to be very dear to him, and I kind of have an issue with that.
Ian doesn't take it very dear to him. Ian takes everything at a 10, but none of it's he's not going to lose any sleep over it either.
I think it's this phenomenon is called when you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And, you know, when everything's a nail, then, you know, you don't. Which one do we focus on? Which one do we focus on? Oh, we have to focus on everything, and then nothing gets done.
Well, no, it's not that way. Everybody can focus on the things that they want to focus on. I mean, when people move to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, they all have different issues that really get them going. Some people want to go and talk about homeschooling. Some people want to go and testify to the state house about cryptocurrency. Some people want to end the war on drugs. Some people want to do all of the above. Everybody's got their own preferences, and it'll all work out, you know, the way it's supposed to. I don't get upset if more people show up for a cannabis hearing than show up for a cryptocurrency hearing. I'd like more people to show up for the cryptocurrency hearing, but I understand that, for whatever reason, it just doesn't have that level of, you know, interest among people. People aren't willing to come out for that issue, whereas cannabis decriminalization, they'll pack the state house with people on that issue.
Back on the issue of this woman topless, I guess it kind of, you know, is a stark contrast to, I believe, in places in Vermont, there is actually no law against running around naked.
It's actually the entire state of Vermont. It is a few places in Vermont that had actually outlawed it. So the reverse is the case, meaning that most places in Vermont, you can be naked in public.
But I don't think anybody probably even acts upon it.
Actually, yes. When we first moved here in 2006, I remember in the news, I think it was that year or the next year, so it was pretty close to when we moved, that the town of Brattleboro actually did pass an ordinance restricting nudity in downtown Brattleboro. And that was supposedly in response to some teenagers who were going downtown naked.
Wasn't there a guy that brought a boombox out and began to gyrate, dance and gyrate in a suggestive fashion with no clothes on?
I don't know, but that sounds hilarious.
No, I recall that occurring, that was a big issue as far as it goes. And that's one of the things you have
to ask yourself.
It's funny to you, but I can assure you it is not funny to everyone. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't care what people think about it. I know you don't. You don't like it? We need to abolish public property.
This whole conversation is about what Ian thinks. I know.
That man's penis was aggressive upon me.
Flipping around like...
No, this conversation is about Puritanism, is what it's about. It's about the idea of trying to change society's values in addition to changing the laws. So to me, that's also an important form of activism, is social activism. And, you know, while this guy may have been super tacky or whatever,
yeah,
it does sound like it would have been amusing to some extent.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have been amused watching the guy, but don't expect me to run to this aid. There is a point at which I will say, you know what? There's freedom, and then there's what you're doing. And I'm just, goodbye.
Well, once again, you want to change that? The right way would be to end public property.
No one's
that
listening to me on
private
property.
That way, private property could have whatever rules they wanted to. And it's likely that private property would have more restrictive rules rather than more freedom-oriented rules when it came to showing genitals.
I guess it's just the point of just because something is legal doesn't mean everybody's going to do it. I guarantee you if it was legal to go down the street and bob my penis around that not everybody would be running around.
No, very few people would do that. Very few people would do that because it is socially unacceptable generally to do that sort of thing.
And cold.
But I don't think it should be socially unacceptable for women to be topless if men are also allowed to be topless.
I concur with that.
That's basic fairness.
I know men with bigger boobs than females.
Right. No doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Stefan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is blatant sexism. Look, you can't even make it to the level of European beaches. I mean, you're not very socially progressive.
All right, there's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to college campus where, Mark, you've got a story about Islam, and we'll share that coming up. And you can take control of the airwaves.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. And remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. So, Mark, you've been holding on to this story about a college campus somewhere and a conflict over Islam. What is going on?
Yeah, this is from Reason's Hit and Run blog, and I thought it was a pretty telling, interesting conflict. So, a bisexual male student at the University of Texas, San Antonio, said during an informal conversation outside of class, so chit-chatting with somebody at the University of Texas, this fella goes both ways. He is uncomfortable with Islam because people still receive the death penalty for being gay in 10 Muslim-majority countries.
Okay.
All right? He has stated a fact. I am uncomfortable because this occurs. 10, people receiving the death penalty for being gay. Now, I've heard these problems in Uganda. I have not heard these problems elsewhere, but nonetheless, I mean that actually.
I'll buy the claim that in certain Islamic countries that could be the case.
Right. Abrahamic religions and probably most religions, my guess is, are traditionally not. They don't look well on homosexuality. Period. So it doesn't surprise me that a conservative Islamic country, might look poorly on homosexual behavior. So, for expressing this thought, the student, Alfred McDonald, who no longer attends the school, was instructed to meet with the chair of the philosophy department, Eve Browning. Professor Browning told McDonald in no uncertain terms that he had committed the crime of offending someone. And she warned him that his habit of saying what he thinks could bring down the entire program.
Hmm.
She threatened to call the behavior intervention team.
Bring down what program? The whole college?
Yeah, basically, it's bad for the program for you to have an opinion.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
So she threatened to call the behavior intervention team and referred McDonald to counseling. She did everything but send him to, counseling entirely. So, unfortunately for Browning, McDonald secretly recorded the conversation and sent it to the Gay Star News.
It says here, we have not designed our program to tolerate these behaviors. We have not designed our program
to tolerate
these behaviors.
We are against tolerance.
Yeah. Later she adds, we're not going to let you damage the program. So
wow.
His opinion will damage the philosophy department of the University of Texas.
He was just chatting outside of class, you said, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Somebody who walked by heard that.
Unacceptable. Wow. Now, let me tell you what happened. I don't know. I'm not saying that somebody heard it and reported it. Somebody who told it to.
Okay.
Go on with the article, but it's really fascinating the way this goes down. First, Browning accuses McDonald of skipping class, leaving early, causing disruption. Mm. McDonald attributes his tardiness to a medical condition, but notes that he has been doing better on this front ever since his professors approached him about the issue. The question is here is do you want to bring up all the stuff that I have done for real, or do you want to bring up the reason that you brought me here? So she moves on to a more serious charge, and apparently McDonald had engaged in a conversation with a Christian student who noted she was marrying a Muslim man. It was then that McDonald expressed his discomfort with the religion.
Now, he probably doesn't know what he's talking about as far as, yeah, those countries may have prohibitions that may result in the death penalty. I'm just going to take him at his word there. But to say that that's because of Islam is not necessarily accurate. For instance, you know, we know Will Coley. He's one of our sometime co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. He is totally fine being friends with gay people. He does not advocate for...
Wait a second, mister. We have gone right on air, you and I, full steam ahead and said things to the effect of the Black Death that plagued Europe and killed a third of Europeans and a great deal of people throughout the world, but in specifically in Europe, we said the Black Death was caused by Christianity. Why? Because Christians who decided, preachers decided that cats hung out with witches. Witches were in league of the devil, so killing of cats was a good thing. That's not Christianity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not Islam.
Done. No, okay. But you and I...
That's what I'm saying. It's not the, you know, Orthodox view. The Orthodox view is to leave other people alone and live amongst them and then try to bring them into your
I'm not sure what Orthodox means in this circumstance. You may be saying the letter of Islam as you understand it, but you will agree that the people that are meeting out this death penalty, whatever it is meted out, are Islamic.
They would call themselves Muslim, sure.
Doing it in the name of Allah and enforcing these because of all those things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In the same way that there are people who call themselves Christians who are going to war inside the United States. They're not Christians. They're not adhering to, you know, the teachings of Jesus. And these people are not adhering to the teachings of Muhammad, period. So that's what I wanted to just correct here. This guy is saying he's afraid of Islam because of what some people who call themselves Islamic might be doing over in the Middle East.
Islam's pretty clear that homosexuality is abomination, right? I mean, like...
Well, that's something I'm sure a lot of them might say, but ultimately...
Says, like, right there in the Quran, as I understand it. A caller called in and addressed this, and Will Coley basically said something to the effect of, well, yeah, that's just something that I live with, kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't have the Quran in front of me.
Let's
Mark,
just stop trying just to guess what Islam says about homosexuality.
It's
because
definitely
a 1,600-year-old religion likely says lop the heads off the fags, okay?
No, I don't think
that's what they're all about.
No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Look,
so they may not be in favor of it, but that doesn't mean that the viewpoint is that they should die. That is a misunderstanding or, you know, an outrageous misinterpretation.
When it comes to religion, everything that you do, if God's willing to send you to burn in an eternal torture pit, then that same God isn't going to have a problem with you getting sent there a little sooner.
Well, you ought to
ask...
That's
the God we're talking about.
You ought to ask Will Coley about...
I'm happy to ask him what he says
about hell.
If his God... Well, okay. Will Coley said that one of the seven tenets of Islam is that there is a judgment day. What do you think happens at judgment day?
Yeah, you want to ask him about that because it's not what you think. It's not.
Ian, what is it that he thinks then?
I'm not gonna try to re-explain.
Then why go down this
situation?
This path?
Because you guys are just misinformed on this.
You're just giving empty platitudes. I didn't even say anything, by the way. You're just giving empty platitudes, man. Come on, answer Mark's question.
The vast majority of Muslims around the world consider homosexuality to be against Allah, right?
I honestly don't know.
All right, then that's all we need to talk about here. Going on, philosophy department's here, says, doesn't that strike you as an inappropriate thing to say about somebody's fiancé? McDonald, the student, says, I wasn't talking about the fiancé. The fiancé could have whatever interpretation of the religion that they want, like Will Coley. I said something like, thinking that I wasn't about the fiancé. It was about the religious practices in those countries. And how is that appropriate to bring up during bring that up in connection with someone's fiancé? They brought it up, the Islam part. And you brought up the threat to your life as posed by this fiancé? No. We got to the subject of Islam, not the fiancé. Do you understand how someone would find that offensive? How would someone, he says, how someone would find that offensive? Yeah. How they could perceive it? Sure. I mean, I could find that offensive. If a, and the philosophy says, if a confusing comment to me, it's a confusing comment to me because Muslims do not all live in countries in which bisexuals are executed. Muslims live in the United States. McDonald says, sure. Muslims live in France. Muslims live around the world. It's the fastest growing religion in the world. McDonald says, yeah. One of my good friends at the university is Muslim. And do you tell me that that you object to his religion because there are places on earth where gay, lesbian, and bisexual people are discriminated against, including our own country? McDonald says, well, her, my verbiage was, the Muslim friend is a her. My verbiage was killed, not discriminated against. And I mean, the death penalty is pretty severe. Browning then says, what does this have to do with her being engaged to a Muslim? Nothing. I wasn't talking about the engagement to the Muslim. I was talking about Islam at that particular moment. So what we have here is a university head discriminating against a, bisexual student or homosexual student, essentially, be in favor of a person who has a Muslim, betrothal. And that's all very strange to me to see which one falls before which one. So the homosexual person is obviously at this point, no one's caring that homosexuals are killed in Islamic countries. And that's what the conversation was about. It's like, oh, somebody was offended about what you had to say about Muslims. And it's interesting how the university decided to deal with this.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So how did they deal with it? Did they ban the kid?
I'll give you the end result here in just a moment.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. And and you can also bring up whatever you want, whether you want to comment on the lack of tolerance on college campuses. And Vincent is in a college campus right now. He's a college student, so we'll see what he thinks about all this, too. Hour number two is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.